Hey, what's going on, y'all? You're tuning to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. I'm your host, Big Sarge. Make sure you subscribe to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, available wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure you follow me on the socials at Big Sarge Sports with a Z at the end on the app formerly known as Twitter. You can find me on Instagram at Big Sarge Sports with the Z at the end. Follow me on the Tik and the Talk at Big Sarge Media. And make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Big Sarge Media. You know, if you go to any barbershop and they're talking sports, or church parking lots, or liquor stores, or grocery stores, or TJ Maxx parking lot, or hell, in front of any stadium, football, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, it does not matter. There's going to be one conversation that's going to be had, and especially if you log on to Beyonce Knowles Carter's internet, Cowboy Carter available on all DSPs right now. Download that thing. I love that album. I love Cowboy Carter. Just thought I'll let you know that. But if you log on to Beyonce Knowles Carter's internet and go into any sports chat room, they still do that, right? They got the sports groups and the sports chat rooms and all that. You log on and you go in there, there's going to be one conversation that's going to be had. And it's been a running conversation for the longest. Who is the GOAT for the NBA? Who is the greatest of all time in the NBA? That one player that you look at and you say, oh, yeah, there's no other players better than this player. Now, let me preface my statement by saying this. It's subjective. It is subjective. Different people have different qualifications on what they feel like that their GOAT should possess in order to make them the GOAT. In order to make them the greatest of all time, there are different criteria that the people are looking at. And it's subjective. And you can't tell them that their criteria is wrong. Some people believe that Bill Russell is the GOAT because he got 11 rings. Some people believe that, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant is the GOAT because of his demeanor. Because he got the ring. Some people believe Tim Duncan. Some people believe Shaq. Some people believe Wilt Chamberlain. But when it boils down to it, there's two players' names that always get brought up. And that's Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Now, let me go on record by saying that the GOAT for me, the greatest of all time, the greatest NBA player to ever play the game that's still playing the game is LeBron James. For me. Remember, that's subjective. My criteria is I look at LeBron James and I see a complete basketball player. He has the points. He has the assist. He has the longevity. He has the rings. He has the finals appearances. When I look at LeBron James and start off, I'm not going to even use that he's the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Let's not even put, I'm going to move those points to the side. This man is in top five, top eight, if I'm not mistaken, of all time in assist. He's the only non-guard that is in that category. So you know what that means? That means that not only is he getting his points, he's getting other people points as well. That's for me. That's why I have him as the GOAT. Some of you all love Michael Jordan. If you love Michael Jordan and Michael Jordan is your GOAT because of, You know, what he did, his attitude, his demeanor on the court, his rings, his never going to a game seven in the NBA Finals, him never losing the NBA Finals. He got six rings. If that's your criteria, then so be it. I'm not here to tell you that you're wrong.
But you're wrong.
I'm not here to cause
emotional damage.
I'm not. I am not here to get you upset and cause
emotional damage.
But wait, hear me out.
Here's the issue that I have, though. If you're a Jordan stan, if you love Michael Jordan and you think that Michael Jordan is the greatest of all time, which is okay to be, the only issue I have is, why do you hate LeBron? If you love Michael Jordan and he's your GOAT, you don't have to hate on LeBron or anybody else. Well, y'all don't hate on anybody else. It's only LeBron who you all hate on. And this is the oldest running argument for the last, 20 plus years.
Oh, well, LeBron can't be the GOAT. LeBron can't be the GOAT. LeBron, Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. I got that part, right? I got that part. Michael Jordan is your GOAT. You don't think LeBron is the GOAT. That's cool, right? That's cool. You're going to hate on LeBron. The issue and the problem that I have, and the reason why we are gathered here today on this podcast, the reason why we've all come together, the reason why we've all congregated, is because I have a question for you. How does your hate for LeBron trickle down and trickle over into your hate for his son now? For his oldest son. You dislike LeBron James so much that you're hating on his son now. So for those of you all who don't know, Bronny James, who played at USC, he's currently in the transfer portal. Bronny James has said that he's declaring for the NBA draft. All the while putting his name in the transfer portal. And some of y'all have lost y'all goddamn minds. Some of y'all have gone crazy. Ain't no way he gonna get drafted by a team. La, 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 la. Well, do you hate Bronny James, or do is that vitriol that you spew towards LeBron trickle down and trickle over into his son? Bronny James ain't done nothing but played basketball for 1 year in college. And some of you all are, he ain't gonna make it. He shouldn't make it. He blah, 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 blah. Just admit you hate LeBron and keep it moving. But why are you gonna take it out on his son? This is how I know that some of y'all are some dumbasses. This is how I know that some of you all are goofs. This is how I know that some of you all harbor this internal basketball hate for LeBron James so much. Well, when Bronny was at USC, he only averaged 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, and 2.1 assists per game, I think in 19 minutes. He ain't ready to play in the NBA. And if a team drafts him, it's just because of his daddy. Just because of his daddy. He ain't ready to play in the NBA. You know what? Stop right there and ask yourself this, especially some of you people out there that ain't worked out since you picked up that damn donut this morning, or that Starbucks, or that bacon and egg croissant that you get every morning. Some of you ain't worked out since you walked from your car to your desk and sat down and opened up your drawer and pulled out your snacks after you just had breakfast. Some of y'all ain't done no type of cardio, weightlifting. Gym is your friend that you've been knowing for 20 years. You ain't been to one in how long? 9 months ago, Bronny James suffered from a cardiac arrest at practice when he was at USC. 9 months ago, he suffered from a cardiac arrest and was able to come back
and play basketball anyway. They limited his minutes because he was still recovering. Yes, he got approved to be able to, he got approved from the doctors, from the medical staff to be able to play. But for somebody at that age to suffer what they went through, you think that he's going out there? He can't give it his all just yet because he's still testing the water. That's scary for a young man that age to have a heart attack. And then he came back and he still played basketball. Some of y'all get winded pausing this podcast just to go to the bathroom and come back. When I look at these numbers, I say, hey, that ain't bad for somebody who suffered from a cardiac arrest 9 months ago. Plus, I've seen what Bronny James has been able to do and how he played before. He's not LeBron James. It's LeBron James Jr. He didn't play like his dad. Now, hold on. Now, Bryce, that's the monster. Yeah, if you looking for the second coming of what LeBron, is, woo, Bryce. He got a couple of more years left in high school, but that young man is starting to, he got an attitude that won't quit. Bryce going to be that dog. Bronny's a different type of player. Those of you all who have been following Bronny, why did he wear the number zero? Because Russell Westbrook was his favorite player. He's a point guard. He plays differently. His game is different. You can't look at him and expect for him to play like his dad. And there's going to be a team out there. There's an NBA team out there that's going to need his skill set. So I think that once he comes back fully healthy, he'll be ready. He may not be ready right now to go to the NBA. He just put his name in the hat. That's all he did. He put his name in the hat, all the while putting his name in the college transfer portal. So if it doesn't work out, he'll just go and play at the college that he's going to. Now, this is where it really get interesting, because some of y'all don't even go on Beyonce Knowles Carter's internet and do your damn research. Do you really know how the NCAA rules work when it comes to basketball players declaring for the NBA draft? Let me help you out. I'm going to read them, right? A player can sign with an agent, then go in, they can test the waters, and then they can go back to college as long as they terminate, as long as they terminate their agreement with that agent. They can go through the draft process. They can participate in draft day, and they can go back to college if they're eligible to return to play. The only thing that they have to do is participate in the NBA draft combine to go to be eligible to go back to college. They have to inform the athletic director of the college that they will be returning to the college no later than 5 p.m. Monday Eastern Standard Time after the draft. A college player can do this process three times. Two of those three times, they can return back to college. That third time, they can't. But they can do this three times. If they put their names in the NBA draft and they don't get drafted, they can go back to college. So if Bronny James puts his name in the hat and nobody takes him, he's just going to go to college, which is the reason why he's still in the, I mean, the reason why he put his name in the transfer portal. But some of you all want to take the time to beat down and berate an 18-year-old, 19-year-old, however old Bronny is right now. You want to take the time to berate a young man because of the way you feel about his father. which is one of the most idiotic things I have ever heard in my entire day. That's dumb. I'm sitting here looking on social media, reading some of these responses about Bronny James, excuse me, entering into the NBA draft in the way that some of you grown-ups, adults, can you have your opinion about the way Bronny James played at USC? Yes, you can. Can you have basketball reasons on why you feel like Bronny will not be a good NBA player if he gets drafted this year? Yes, you can. But the moment you insert LeBron James, the moment you insert Los Angeles Lakers forward LeBron James into the conversation, you did nothing but dilute your argument. You did nothing but make everybody who actually uses their brain and thinks and say, oh, man, this dude ain't talking about nothing. He just hate LeBron. Or he just hate the Lakers. Or he hated the decision. Or he hated when LeBron was went back to Cleveland. He hates that he had to watch LeBron. He hates that LeBron is the NBA's all-time leading scorer. He hates that LeBron is great. He just hates LeBron, which causes a lot of you all
emotional damage.
That's crazy to me. Let this young man live his life. Because if his name wasn't Bronny James and his name was Travis Wilson and he was doing this, a lot of you all would stick to basketball. For the ones who have watched Travis Wilson play basketball in college, some of you all would stick directly to that, and that would be it. So how come Bronny isn't afforded that same thing? Because of his name? Because of who his dad is? Y'all did that same thing to Marcus. I can't even remember Jordan's other son name. I know Marcus, right? Marcus is the one that's in that relationship with Scottie Pippen baby mama, right? That one. This is how y'all evaluated and viewed him? Did y'all evaluate him and view him the same way you did his daddy, or y'all just let Marcus? And what is the other guy? You know what? I got to look this up because I can't remember what Michael Jordan's other son is name. Let me look this up. Michael Jordan. Because I know he got a daughter too. Kids. I used to know these names. Oh, yeah. Jeffrey and Marcus. Ain't Michael Jordan's real name Michael Jeffrey Jordan, right? His name is Michael Jeffrey Jordan. Right. So his oldest son, Jeffrey, and his oldest son, Marcus, y'all did the same thing? Oh, let me guess.
Hey, Sarge, the internet wasn't as prevalent back then as it is now. We didn't have social media accounts. Everybody couldn't hear what we would say about that. You would only hear that in the barbershops and in the liquor stores and in the church parking lots. Yeah, can y'all stick to that?
Some of y'all I know I don't follow. I don't even see how I see what you're saying. So give this young man who suffered a cardiac arrest 9 months ago an opportunity and a chance to just be himself for a second. Evaluate him off of his basketball play and not because his last name is James, and that you got to watch his daddy play again and 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 again. Because I'm going to be honest with you. Shit, watching LeBron, I don't know. Hell, LeBron may have 7 more years of basketball left in him. I remember I asked him personally, hey, man, when will you know it's the end? He said, well, I'm on the other side of that hill now, but I'm going to keep playing until I feel I'm not effective anymore. He told me that personally. I got the video to prove it. I asked him that in a post-game interview a year ago. A lot of people have alluded to, hey, he want to play with his son. And the way that he's still playing right now and as effective as he is, he's going to play with Bronny. Now, not on the same team, because even Rich Paul has come out and said, LeBron has said he wants Bronny to be his own man. We don't have to play on the same team. He's going to compete against him. So just let this young man be Bronny James and not LeBron James Jr. Stop trying to evaluate a teenager who had a cardiac arrest and say, he ain't blah, 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 blah. He may not be. He may not be. But don't let your hatred for his dad spew over to the way you feel about him. All right, I got to get up out of here. I got some things that I need to do before the Houston Astros take on the Texas Rangers tonight and the Houston Rockets in the second game in a back-to-back. They got to take on the Miami Heat tonight. They haven't been mathematically eliminated just yet, but they done went 0-3, and it just seems like it keeps slipping away. On the next podcast, I'm going to tell you how, hey, I get it, Coach Udoka. I get it. You think your team plays soft against the Golden State Warriors on Thursday night? I got it. You think that they got bullied? I got that part. And you made reference to it and you said it. But funny, I didn't hear you make reference to how you got bullied by Jason Kidd against the Dallas Mavericks. And you know, it starts at the top and trickles down. So if you're going to, you know, hold them accountable for the way they play, you got to make sure you hold yourself to the way that you're coached, that you're coaching. You're going to hold them accountable for the way that they play. Make sure you hold yourself accountable for the way that you coach. Make sure you subscribe to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, available wherever you get your podcast from. And follow me on the social medias. That's Big Sarge Sports with a Z at the end on the app, formerly known as Twitter. Big Sarge Sports with a Z at the end on Instagram. Follow me on the Tick and the Talk at Big Sarge Media. Make sure you are subscribed to my YouTube channel at Big Sarge Media. I'm out. Hard work. Hard work. Hard work.